Old Down Under. Turn this banger up. Not a bomb, judging Aussie tunes. Aussie music, mate. Alternative Down Under. Alternative Down Under.
It's episode 22 of Alt Down Under. Hello, hello, hello. How the hell are we? Guys, a big episode that I'm very, very excited for. A band that came across my radar a few months ago and have been on that proper high rotation on my playlist. I've been chewing mates' ears off about them, sending them songs. It's on my current rotation, my current playlist. If you're anything like me, you love making playlists for different times of the year, and that's all you listen to. The featured artist for this episode is the Ace, Radium Dolls. Pulling up a pew for a chat is frontman Will and guitarist Tom, who are also brothers. So we'll be getting into that chat. Me, myself, as a brother, I know what the scraps are like growing up. I think it's pretty tough for brothers. You're going to be swinging arms at some point. It just happens. It's part of the deal. We're going to be chatting how that was growing up in the same house. And being in the same house, what were the musical interests that the guys both had? And I ask about that magic moment. I don't know if you have this where you can kind of rewind your brain and kind of picture yourself pre-teens, maybe, usually chilling in your bedroom, and you can just remember that moment that got you really hooked on music. For me, as I'll mention later in the episode, I used to love doodling. I had one of those bunk beds with a little desk tucked in underneath. I'd just be doodling, painting, drawing for hours, whilst also obsessing over my iTunes listener stats. Bit different to the days of Spotify Wrapped now, but that's what I would do. I'd swipe CDs off of mum and dad off their collection, I'd have my own, and just spend hours looking at the artwork, looking at the lyrics, just fully obsessing over things. A proper magical little period of life that, and so important for my upbringing anyway. Happier times, now I've got bills and shit to worry about.
Alternative Down Under.
Anyway, also coming up in that chat, Scorching Heat, the new single from the boys. We'll be chatting about that amazing release and it also being the title of their current tour. I caught up with them just before their Melbourne show on 20th of June. I went down to that one and they've got quite a few dates left still in the tank upon release of this episode. So yeah, plenty of us to get into. We'll be revisiting last year's album, Legal Speed, and the different elements that came into that, and the beliefs the boys have behind their own music as well, and why they just love getting their teeth stuck into it. And the biggest revelation from the whole thing is Will's undying love for VB, Victoria Bitter. We'll be chatting about that probably a little bit too much without the sponsor, so that is pending. Anyone from VB listening, feel free to reach out.
Alternative Down Under.
Oh yeah, so I just mentioned I went down to the Radium Dolls gig. That was at the Evelyn in Melbourne. And oh yeah, man, I love when you listen to a band a lot before a show. You build them up in your head and then isn't it just the sweetest when you get down and they deliver. They deliver properly. Honestly, Will as a frontman is as chaotic as he comes across in this interview. A beautiful chaos. Nothing wrong with it, Will. It's what we love. And just, yeah, he's got the moves. He whipped his shirt off at one point. He had a can of VB in his hand. Fully committed to the bit. And Tom, just, honestly, that boy can shred. And, mate, I don't think I've seen a guitarist look so happy on stage as young Thomas. The boys absolutely brought the energy. And, yeah, just the crowd were loving it. There was crowd surfing. There's people jumping about, going apeshit for it. It was a Friday night as well, which obviously adds fuel to the flames. But man, what a show. There are still 5 dates left on the Scorching Heat tour, so do be sure to check the boys at a local town near you. They are playing Newcastle, Sydney, Milton, Wollongong, and finishing up on the 5th of July in Brisbane. And you can go to their very official sounding website, radiumdolls.org. I will repeat that again because, as I mentioned in the interview, love this website, www.radiumdolls.org.
Alternative Down Under.
Another couple of gigs I went to in the last week or so. Brilliant, brilliant Spacey Jane down at Pika in Port Melbourne. What a venue that is, by the way. Typically reserved for kind of dance acts, DJs, a bit of a warehouse vibe down there, and it's a little bit fresh in the winter months here in Melbourne. So yeah, but the atmosphere was bloody warm, let me tell you. Weather puns. And just the atmosphere was superb. They are a band that have really taken off, particularly in Australia over the last 5 years, I want to say. And the love that they had coming back towards them, back up onto the stage, was incredible. And as I mentioned, it is typically a venue for dance acts. And I think that is just the way to go for sound, because whoa, my God, it really did just sound like they plugged in someone's iPod, really rolling back the years to my aforementioned preteen years, plugging in an iPod classic, and it just sounded like the band were just straight off the record. It was amazing. I really, really enjoyed that gig. Not so much for coming out and finding a fucking parking ticket. $198. Interesting though, they didn't get all the details correct, so try and catch me.
Alternative Down Under.
And also, a former featured artist here on Alt Down Under. I went to go and catch one of the last Melbourne shows, one of the last Australia shows for Radio Free Alice. Saw frontman Noah Learmonth and the boys tearing things up in their kind of short-term residency at the Nightcats in Fitzroy. And what a send-off. The boys are heading over to my homeland. They are doing London life and tackling that. They've actually got a couple of dates lined up in the UK already, playing London and Manchester. Their sound really does lend itself to a British audience. They've already got a big fan base over here, of course, but I'm telling you, all those influences, the Jam, the Clash that Noah mentioned in that interview almost a year ago now, 10 months back, I think that will really do the boys some good over there. And I think great things are coming for Radio Free Alice. All right then, without further ado, let's get into episode 22 proper. This is my chat with brothers, frontman and guitarist Will and Tom from Radium Dolls. And I'm feeling kinda CIA in these sunglasses. Knife in my pocket, loaded with features. I got rope, I got carabiners. Hey, yeah, yeah. Cigarettes and legal speed, that's all I need. Well, that'll get you going through the day and the night. Cigarettes. All right, I'm joined by Will, frontman, and Tom, guitarist from Radium Dolls. Welcome, boys. How are we?
We're well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes, very, very well.
Fuck yeah, very, very well. Will, did I see you tucking into a cheeky little can of VB there?
No.
Because
no, you didn't see anything.
Mate, I've only just got on.
Didn't see anything. Yeah.
I've only just got on the VB hype, like, not that long ago. Like, I tried it in a pub, but it wasn't that good, and I much prefer it in a can.
Yeah, well, welcome to the BB gang. We're
welcome not that to have you.
Yeah, yeah.
glad to have you.
Grab us, and now I just love it.
It's got some shocking street names though. Vaginal Backwash is one that I heard recently.
Yeah, that's the chumps. Only chumps say shit like that.
Honestly, I was like, oh, that puts you off a little.
They probably
bit.
Drink fucking Coronas though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're part of that gang, or like Bud Light.
It tastes mostly like water.
Yeah, not real man's beer.
Well, exactly, mate.
Bloody bloke's beer. Well, guys, we did have a very brief chat before we actually started the interview proper. And you guys are brothers. Now, I have a brother myself. I have to ask, did you scrap like we did growing up? And when did that all dissipate?
We did, definitely. Tom was quite a bit younger than me, though, so it was probably more bullying. There's four boys in our family and one girl, so there was me and my older brother, and then Tom, we got two younger brothers, and suffice to say, when we played knee footy, it was one big guy versus one small guy, and
yeah, that's how it went.
There were scraps. Yeah, there were scraps.
It happens. It's brothers, isn't it? That's just what goes down. Yeah. So how old were you when you were like, right, we're into similar music, let's do this, let's get Radium Dolls together?
Well, we were playing for many, many years before Radium Dolls. I remember I learned the bass because we all knew guitar, and that would have been like year 8 or year 9 for me, which would have been like 2010 maybe.
Yeah.
I would say like for a long time now, we've always liked the same music, I think, for as far back as I can remember. And yeah, there was heaps of years that we tried to get something happening, and then maybe it wouldn't happen once someone would go overseas, like one of us would go overseas or something like that. And then, when moved to Brizzy, it just kind of all fell into place.
Like, yeah, man. Just love that. So, yeah, so are you guys not from Brisbane originally then, or is it you kind of from regional Queensland?
No, we're actually not even from Queensland at all. We're from New South Wales, a little town called Foster.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and then moved up to Brisbane, and that's where it all happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Unreal. One thing, I've been listening to you guys for a little while, and one thing that has always struck me, and something like obviously I think is just quite unique to you guys, is like you can really feel your own love for the music when you're listening to it. I really feel like you capture that very well. Is that something that you're, as a band, as a collective, you really are like just grab it by the horns, sink your teeth into it, and kind of really stamp your own personalities on your records?
Yeah, I think for sure. Like, I think, everyone is trusted with their own parts. So it's like, just play whatever you think makes these bits interesting and you like, you stand by, like play. It's everyone just adds their own flavor and really is able to put themselves within the song, which is really cool.
Music means a great deal to us all. I think like we all have strong musical backgrounds and we all just we have all on our own paths, just tried to get it going, so it was just great to meet you and Bryce all those years ago, two people who were just like looking for the same thing we were looking for, which is just to play. And I think every time we get to play on stage, it just feels good. Just feels good to express yourself.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Get it out there. So obviously you guys were raised in the same household, and I presume on very similar music because of that. Can you look back? Because I could look back because I can't play a fucking thing, by the way. But I love music. I always think back to it kind of when I was maybe about 12 in particular, when it was kind of like, obviously I had CDs because I'm 31 now and CDs were still a thing when I was that old. And I can really remember just plowing through so many CDs and just sat doodling, painting in my room. Can you guys think back to a time growing up or even a space in your house where you can think back to like really having your fuck moment with music where you went, yes, this is the direction for me?
I remember mine exactly. I remember like long before I could actually play the guitar, or I was starting to learn, and my dad had a couple of guitars around, and I picked up this acoustic, and I was standing in the full body mirror, and that song, I Hate Everything About You by 3 Days Grace is on. Oh man, I used to love that song so much when I was a girl. And I just was standing there with an acoustic guitar, just like rocking it. And I was like, this is, I love that. Pretty sure I just went straight upstairs and was like, Dad, you got to teach me how to play this thing.
Absolutely. What about you, Tom? What about you? What was your musical awakening?
I don't really know, to be honest. I remember whenever we would drive on long road trips, Dad would put the Paul Kelly, I think it's like the greatest hits CD on. And it was just like 22 of, the best Paul Kelly songs that you've ever heard. So I remember that. I think I remember just listening to that and just thinking like that would be like, he's doing good things here.
Like, proper education.
I'd love to be able to do something like that.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Dad and my mum and dad too. Like, we always had really good music around us, like growing on the long road trips and stuff. There was always something good on, and Dad would be like, you'd be trying to talk to him about something, he'd be like, shut up. This is a great song. This is the best bit. Shut up.
Mate, I think those formative years are so important. If you get fed the right music, you become a better person. So going back just to you guys as a band then, and like, as I said, that kind of, you can really feel the love of the music that you guys have as a band. And I think in particular, if you go back and listen to like the earlier recording of Treat, I just loved like the immediacy and the rawness of that are just like straight on that track. And then coming up a little bit later, last year you released your album Legal Speed. A year and a bit on from that release, how do you feel like that time period has gone for you guys? Because obviously that's a big milestone as a band, but if you can think back to the early releases to this point now, how do you find that journey overall?
It's gone. I think for us, it's just gone great. You know, we don't set out with any big expectations or anything. We do it just because it's really fun, and yeah, the people really seem to dig the album, which was sick. We worked hard on it, and we spent heaps of money on it. So like, it's really cool for us. I think that got us just a bit more traction. Each thing you put out, if you're working hard, you just get a little more support every time. And yeah, I'm so proud of that album. I think I can speak for everybody when I say that it was a big effort for us, and it was a big job to do, and we got it done, and we love it. And yeah, we work with a great producer, Cody McWaters, and just keeping on going, I guess. Like, just the idea is just all guns blazing.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely unbelievable album, by the way. And I just thought there's loads of, for me listening to it, obviously, you know, the inside track of how that album came into being, but outside looking in, I can hear some garage rock elements in there, a bit of glam rock on Long Island, and then you've got like CIA that's just yeah. Got.
That was never meant to be like that. That was meant to be like an.
It's great. I kind of hear a bit of Bowie, a bit of Gene Genie in that. Bit of Bowie glam rock and a bit of T Rex in there a little bit. And then you got CIA, which is just a fucking great like post punk track. It's fucking unbelievable.
Thank you, man.
I guess, was that kind of something that you kind of took little bits of that earlier musical upbringing you had was kind of fed back into the creation of the album?
I think it'll always be that way. Like, yeah. You'll always consciously or subconsciously be paying homage to what you grew up on and you know, the foundations of you. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, David Bowie said it the best. He's like, talent borrows, genius steals. It's like, I think that really, it's kind of cool in music. Everyone's just kind of building upon what's already been done. It's like, it's nothing is original. You know, you can try your very best to be original, but that's all you can do. You'll always be being subtly influenced by, like, whatever you know and whatever you like.
I suppose that's one thing as an artist or just songwriters, you can probably overthink a lot as well, right? Because if you're trying to completely rewrite the rule book, you probably end up getting nowhere. And that's probably a much better approach to it to say, all right, I am going to have to kind of look to the guys and gals gone by and borrow and create something new from that.
100%. Yeah, 100%. It's so like writing is that's a harsh mistress that I have. Yeah, like it's, I have suffered with that in the past, and I you know, I'm trying to, I think the more we write and the more we play together as a band, the easier it gets to, I think now we're at a point too with the band that we kind of all know what we're about, and everyone feels pretty safe to do, you know. So it's fun just to riff now at practice and stuff. So I'm trying not to. It's important to think things through, but not too much, you know. Just think it through, and then that's it.
I'll tell you what, try having this chat after 5 spliffs. Fuck it. So let's move on to the most recent release then. Scorching Heat came out this month, June 2025. Boys, what an absolute belter of a song that is, by the way. Huge, huge fan of it. It's been on repeat. I've sent it to a lot of my mates. Can't wait to see it. I'm going to see you this Friday, June 20th, in Melbourne. Huge. And it's also the title of the tour that you're on. 9 dates in total. Again, a chat we had before starting recording, but run us through how, obviously, a couple of dates in. How's the tour gone?
Wicked. It's been wicked. Sunshine Coast on Friday and then Gold Coast at Moe's on Saturday. Response has been awesome. People seem to dig the song, which, you know, I guess is the goal.
It's good that it's out now, because when we played it a couple of times at a few shows leading in, and we're like, all right, this is the new one, and no one's heard it before, so everyone's kind of like trying to get into it but has no idea. And it's like, now we're playing it at the shows and stuff, and people know it quite well, so it's really fun.
Yeah, I have to ask, right, because I'm not saying you guys by any means are not pros at what you do, but that intro to that song, is that, did you have to rehearse the shit out of that? Because it's so like bang straight into it to do that live. Is it quite hard to recreate that?
No, Tom, no. The boys are, you would be surprised, like, our drummer Bryce is an animal. Like, he is so good. Like, when we go into the studio, he makes sure that he is on time and ready to go. And I can say the same thing for all the boys. As a musical outfit, they are dangerous. So it's like that. Bryce gets it done in like two or three takes usually. He's got a metal drumming background, and he's just a full music nerd, and he cracks. And so does Ewan. Like, Ewan's just on the bass, like, he's the same. He'll give it two or three takes and it'll be perfect.
Yeah, man, because I just love, it's a proper rapid fire drum. Literally, as soon as you put that track on, it's coming at you, isn't it? It's great, man.
Yeah, that's all one take too. I'm pretty sure that's not snipped together or anything like that. He just literally gets it the whole way through and just goes, yeah, I'm pretty sure that one was good. And we listen to it, check it, and he's like, sweet, done.
That's unreal. Absolutely fair play to you, man. And then, yeah, because you wrap things up in Brisbane as well. You're on tour till 5th July. That's the last date of the tour. Have you got any plans? Because obviously we're coming into winter now. A few more releases, but obviously you can't reveal too much information. But a few more releases before we get back into festival season in Oz, do you think? And do some of those dates?
Yeah, I think that's the plan. When does festival season start?
I mean, I don't actually know, because it never really stops in Australia. But like,
yeah, I hope so.
This is like a Brit thinking of like distinct winter and summer. But yeah, you kind of have a few. There's a couple in Northern Territory going on, to be fair. But I mean, kind of on the East Coast circuit, they're not until summer, really, are they?
Yeah, I think by the end of the year, if everything goes well, there'll be some.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got our work cut out for it, but we will continue to do it.
Yeah, love that. By the way, little side note, I have to say, I was looking at your website. I love that it's a .org website. It just makes it feel,
me too.
It makes it feel like more of an institution, which you are, by the way. But
big
it
coffee-er. Just
it feels like, fucking hell, I'm interviewing some proper names here.
I'm pretty sure that's just because our old man fucking save that domain, isn't it?
No, I think he bought domains and then we couldn't end up getting them off them, so he bought all the good ones.
It'd have been even better if it was just radiumdolls.gov.au.
yeah,
real official stuff. But yeah, there you go. All right, wicked, guys. So we'll get best of luck with the rest of the tour. But if you're ready, we'll get into the dream gig venue.
I'll have 2 pints, please. This band. Get us a couple of frothies, mate. Yeah, boy, yeah. Where are you going to have your dream gig, mate? The dream gig venue. Step this way.
All right then, Will and Tom, I think this might be a bit of a mad one just because of how this interview is going so far. Let's get into the dream gig venue then. First of all, what is the name of said venue?
I'm going to get a little sentimental on this one and say, let's do River Stage, because I feel like that's kind of the biggest. Actually, River Stage or Suncorp. You know what? Suncorp. Actually, I changed. I was going to say River Stage, but let's go even bigger than that. Mainly because I just love our Brizzy fans so much, and I would just love to see that base continue to grow, because they've literally been our lifeblood up until this point. Because we didn't, in the early years, we didn't really get out and tour that much. Like, they just, you know, they kind of blew us up because they just made our shows look really cool, and we just love them. So I'd love to put on a huge one where I hate the Broncos though. So yeah, Suncorp or River Stage, some big Brizzy show.
Yeah, fuck yeah. All right, that sweet. We'll do that. And what are you going to have as the dress code for the dream gig venue?
Suits. Non-fitting suits, oversized or undersized.
Like, proper.
They can be just right.
Like, you've got to get it from an op shop sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, just whatever.
Op shop suits. Op shop suits that you can find on the day. Well, you got to wear whatever the fuck they are.
I like that. Yeah, that'd be great, because you get all sorts of weird colored suits rocking up to that. Absolutely. All right, free food and free drink. What are you going for?
Can you guess?
Probably VBs, I'm going to say.
And is in a little green can.
If I don't get a sponsorship off the back of this episode, I'm going to be fucking fuming.
If you get a sponsorship before we get a sponsorship, I'm going to fucking be spewing.
Maybe they can do a thing from...
Hey, for... me, what's up? I buy so much of this. Please send me some free cases. I deserve it.
Yeah, because I've started getting on it. So we could have some for Alt Down Under, and then they can just be in every single Radium Dolls rider.
Absolutely. That's what they're already in. Like... was there a question in there that I forgot?
There you go. VB and Nachos.
Oh, yeah. VB and Nachos, yeah.
VB and Nachos. All right, nice one. Sounds ideal, to be fair. Is that nachos with, like, the full cheese?
Yeah, go the whole shebang.
Oh, yeah.
We need some guacamole, some sour cream. We need it all, yeah.
We need it all, yeah. Fair play. Good time. I'll tell you what, there'll be some great smelling breaths in this gig venue.
Yeah, we're all the way up on stage. Yeah,
exactly. This one's going to intrigue me. Who are you having as support acts? This can be dead or alive.
Oh, I'd get Jim Croce. Yeah, that's a good one.
Fair play.
I love Jim Croce. I'd love to meet him. I didn't know whether he was serious.
That's quite a good way of going about it, actually. Just who do I want to meet? I don't really care about who's playing. Just
There's audio of him playing live. I'd just like to meet him. Yeah, right. I'll go with that.
And finally, who would you like to have running the front door security? Again, this can be anyone famous, any one of your mates. Whoever.
The new welterweight king from Australia, Jack Della Maddalena, of course. Tom said that before, and I was like, that's an obvious answer. Yeah, for sure. Put him on.
He could even maybe have a title belt made out of VB cans.
Yeah, wearing his belt, yeah.
You'll think twice about playing up if the...
Yeah, he would just say he's got a UNC
belt. You a glance and you would behave better than you ever have in your life.
Absolutely. Sounds incredible. Well, thanks so much for building a very chaotic dream gig venue, boys. I appreciate that.
he's a very nice guy. You know, he wouldn't have to do anything unless...
Don't speak ill of our boy.
Shout out, Jack, JDM.
Yeah, love that. Well, boys, anyway, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck with the rest of the tour. And, I'll see you in Melbourne.
Awesome. Yes, see you then. Good.
Thank you for chatting.
Alternative Down Under.
Radium Dolls on Alt Down Under. My thanks again to Will and Tom there. That was a lot of fun, that chat. I really enjoyed it. Just a couple of great guys. A couple of lads. And guys that you can tell just love what they're doing and take it seriously, but with the exact right amount of levels of fun, taking the piss and just enjoying the ride, I think. Either enjoy it or get really frustrated in any walk of life, particularly the tough arena that is the music industry. But yeah, all props to those boys. As I mentioned at the top of the show, Scorching Heat, their new single, which dropped beginning of June, 2nd of June, that is out now, and it is the title of their current tour. Those dates again: 26th of June, Newcastle; 27th, Sydney; 28th, Milton; 29th, Wollongong; and wrapping things up with that, their hometown show in Brisbane on the 5th of July. Go get those tickets at radiumdolls.org. One thing I loved about that is obviously you hear Will's voice on the records, and he's got a great singing voice, but he's also got that amazing raspy speaking voice as well. I just absolutely love it. It's great. And particularly in the very serious chat about VB, gonna have to get in touch with their people, have their people speak to my people and see what can happen. It'd be amazing if anything came out of that. But yes, Radium Dolls, a band that are really just doing things the right way, in my opinion. Brilliant album that came out last year, and the hard work hasn't stopped with the release of that recent single, Scorching Heat. They're out on the road at the moment. And yeah, just a band that are really delivering immediacy and proper energy within their tunes. I want to revisit something from the chat, the beginning of that new single, Scorching Heat, because I didn't want to demean the boys and their talent in any way. But is this intro hard, or is it not hard to do? Listen to this, the beginning of Scorching Heat. Getting that in the can after first take, that is impressive. And I can tell you, watching them live, they have that same level of delivery, that same power that comes through on the record. Honestly, get involved. Definitely one of my favorite bands at the moment. Thanks once again for tuning in for yet another episode of Alt Down Under. We'll be back real soon. In the meantime, take it easy. Keep getting to gigs. Keep seeking out new music. Catch you real soon.